Hi there. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, Sirius, satellite radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, Kate Nash sings and blogs. Yeah, she blogs. Readers shout out about our interview and how shoes are ruining your feet and the way you walk.
But first, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel. A big win for Hillary Clinton in the Pennsylvania Democratic primary. She topped Barack Obama by about 10 points. NPR reporters are all over the story around the country. We'll start with the winner, Senator Clinton. Here's NPR's David Green on what's next for her campaign.
They certainly are moving on to other states. Hillary Clinton is going to be in Indiana. She's going to be in North Carolina. But perhaps their biggest challenge is starting to make the case to superdelegates for why she's still viable, why even though she has this pledged delegate deficit remaining, even after this Pennsylvania win, why they should superdelegates should start giving her a look. And the argument that they're starting to make coming out of Pennsylvania is that this race demonstrated some real weaknesses in Barack Obama as a candidate. And I think you're going to be hearing that case made time and time again as we go forward.
NPR's David Green reporting. Now to Barack Obama campaigning in Indiana today. That state's primary is May 6th. NPR's Don Gagne has the story.
There were some boos from the crowd as Senator Obama congratulated Senator Clinton on her win last night. But he also used his speech to decry what he described as the bickering of negative campaigns, what he called tit-for-tat politics. It was a thinly veiled jab at Clinton, whom the Obama campaign says is trying to win by tearing him down.
We can be a party that says and does whatever it takes to win the next election. We can calculate and poll test our positions, tell everyone exactly what they want to hear, or we can be the party that doesn't just focus on how to win, but why we should.
In 2 weeks, voters in Indiana and North Carolina get their turn. Obama is favored in the Tar Heel state. Polls show Indiana to be a toss-up. Today, he campaigns in New Albany in southern Indiana.
NPR's Don Gagne reporting. Let's take a big picture look now at what was on voters' minds in Pennsylvania. NPR's Scott Horsley has been poring over the exit polls.
Pennsylvania has been all alone in the political spotlight for the last 6 weeks, and some voters savored every minute of it. Exit polls say 1 in 10 didn't decide on a candidate until today. About half the voters in Pennsylvania see the economy as the most important issue facing the country. 40% believe the U.S. is in a serious recession. The war in Iraq and health care were cited by smaller numbers of voters. Pennsylvania's primary voters were overwhelmingly white. 1 in 5 said race was an important factor in their vote. An equal number cited gender as a big factor. More women voted than men.
NPR's Scott Horsley reporting. Border security will cross the next president's desk, but there won't be a so-called virtual fence on the Arizona-Mexico border, at least not the one touted by the Department of Homeland Security. DHS is scrapping it. It hasn't done the job, so they're going to try something new. Defense contractor Boeing is working on the project. They have an $860 million deal to build it. Smokers know they're hurting their lungs, and that's their choice, but what about hurting their jobs? That's the case for the ones who work at Whirlpool, the giant appliance maker suspended 40 employees for smoking. The company says they lied about their habit to get a $500 discount on health insurance. Whirlpool busted them smoking on company property. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.